You may be tired of your partner. You may wish you could get rid of your kids. You may be sick of your codependent dog. But the only way that we can really begin to shift our relationships and stop making them the excuse for why we aren't more of ourselves is actually a silent act. When you think you need to go and speak your truth to the world on the podium, on the street corner, when you need to write it in massive letters on the wall, and when you only feel at home when you feel that the people that you think have done you wrong have heard you, accepted it, processed it, and agree with you, you're not coming from your authenticity, you're coming from your pain. Hey, sensitive dreamers, this is Lila, a musical podcast all about believing in your dreams. And I'm your host, Lalita. If you haven't had a chance yet, I highly encourage you to leave a 5-star review on your platform of choice. This lets me know that you are loving the content, and it helps me create even better content and better stories moving forward. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello, family, and welcome back to another fantastic episode of Lila, a musically inspired podcast all about believing in your dreams. And dare I say, being brave enough to be more of yourself and more authentic in the world. Let's dive in. Today, we are talking about relationships in relationship to your authenticity, to being more of yourself. What I have found is that relationships can be one of the number one indicators of why it is, or number one reasons that people cite for not being able to be more of themselves. I can't be authentic because if I'm authentic, if I'm more of myself, if I share how I really feel, if I focus on my gifts and talents, if I'm really true to myself, then my boyfriend's going to break up with me. Then I'm going to keep getting in fights with my mom because she always thinks that she's right. Because if I say how I feel and I share my ideas and I show up how I want to show up, then my boss is going to fire me and I'm going to lose a job and I'm going to be broke. I can't be who I really want to be in the world because there's no way I'll be successful at that. There's no way that I'll be able to get paid. Are you kidding me? I'll be mocked. I'll be bullied. I can't be who I really am in my relationship because I've been in this relationship for so long. The relationship with my parents, my siblings, my community of origin, and God, my family. If I were to change, if I were to show up and really be me, then holy crap, nobody would love me. And the truth is, I'm not even sure who I am half the time, so it probably doesn't even matter to be more of me. And yet that feeling persists, does it not? Does the feeling of being more of who you are persist? I think it does. I think that there's a habit that we have as a society, and people fall on different sides of this, of swallowing how it is that we really feel. I'm just not going to share how I really feel, because if I share how I really feel, then this is going to rock the boat. I'm not saying to go out into the world and to start telling everyone exactly how it is that you feel, putting it on posters, emoting on the internet. I don't actually think that's true authenticity. I don't know that's really being more of yourself, because if you've listened to other episodes about tuning into that voice within, your gut, and if you haven't, go back to previous episodes to learn more about that. This episode will make more sense as a result. When you turn into that place, you are obligated to have access to that power within you. You are obligated to be more of yourself. And being more of yourself, and the way that I'm using it, is your natural faculties, your natural instruments, your natural songs. That microphone inside of you that you can project from and speak from only really works when you understand the mechanics of it. And you have to clear out the emotional muck that sits on top of it. You need to understand, why do I speak in this way? Why do I speak in this higher voice, or I speak really soft? I just don't want anyone to hear me. I don't consciously think this, but that's the reason. Our voices are often products of our lives, not necessarily authentic or true to who we are. but a reflection of our experiences growing up into and beyond adulthood. There's so much that gets to be cleaned out and reorganized before we have access to that gateway inside of ourselves, before we have access to that central place within us that allows us to sing our true song. Whether you're singing in whether your song looks like writing a book, whether your song looks like creating a mission or a movement, whether your song looks like writing a screenplay, it's two parts. It's really multiple parts, but the two parts are you need to have access to the voice, and then you need to be able to share what comes through. And that takes practice. But relationships are one of the things that can influence your voice the most. And it can influence how you perceive yourself. How many times have you thought, if I could just get rid of my life, it would be so much better. This person is bringing me down. Or you overly depend on someone in your life, multiple people in your life. I need this from this person. I need that from that person. You're scared of people seeing who you really are because you don't even know who you really are. And some of that is just ego, and some of that are thoughts. But relationships can be particularly dicey because the thing that people don't want to do is they recognize that when they start to change, when you tune into that power within you, when you get centered in your voice, when you command authority by speaking from this place. And when I say power and when I say authority, I'm speaking about natural power and authority. Mountain has majestic power, but that mountain is not shooting guns at somebody. I'm talking about natural power. There was a time in my life when I was terrified of stepping into my power. Terrified. Because I intuitively knew that the second I did that, my life was going to change. When I really owned it, I knew that my relationships were going to shift. Because those relationships, the way that you build your life, what you allow, how you allow people to treat you, it's really easy to point to other people and say, you're a mess. You're a bully. You're a narcissist. You're a predator. You don't ever do anything with your life. Those things can be absolutely true. My mom never gets off my back. There's so much pressure for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. I'm carrying the burden and the expectations of so many generations in my life. Those things can all be true. But what is extra true is that space that you carve out within yourself to sit down, that place of peace, that place of connection, to get to know who you are. To get to know who you are on a human level, to get to know who you are in your best expression. To tune into that voice within, that big voice within. We intuitively know that when we listen to that voice, when we get silent, when we start to do the work of cleaning out the muck, cleaning out the habits, and learning to speak and think in a different way. When we start to express the natural songs inside of us, when we stop apologizing for our existence in the ways that we show up with people, we own how we speak. All are markers of authenticity. You may not always show up the same way in different spaces, but you are connected to that place within you. Two markers to me of being yourself, of trusting yourself, is having a sacred space within you as being connected and centered in that celestial microphone that lives in your gut. And a mark of someone who's on that path masterfully is that you listen to it and you trust it. Because it's not just about you. But you can only ever really see that when you are centered in that place. When you're trying to manage relationships, when you're trying to clean up other people's side of the streets, when you are carrying 50 people on your back because you've always been strong enough to do it, you are not only doing a disservice to them. You are out of your body, out of your center. You are not home in yourself. You are not being yourself. And you may have constructed a life that's completely based on this. The way that you earn a living, the voice that people expect you to show up in, the way that you speak, the clothes that you wear, the neighborhood, your identity may be so wrapped up in these habits, in the act and art of avoiding yourself, of avoiding the energy and the pain and the memories and the relationships, the way that you relate to others in your life. You don't want to touch that. Maybe you don't want the conflict. Maybe you don't want to lose people because you're secretly scared of being abandoned. Our relationships can be one of the things that lift us up, and they can also be the elements and the influences in our life that bring us down. The people in your life may be on a scale of amazing to horrendous. You may be tired of your partner. You may wish you could get rid of your kids. You may be sick of your codependent dog. But the only way that we can really begin to shift our relationships and stop making them the excuse for why we aren't more of ourselves is actually a silent act. When you think you need to go and speak your truth to the world on the podium, on the street corner, when you need to write it in massive letters on the wall, and when you only feel at home when you feel that the people that you think have done you wrong have heard you, accepted it, processed it, and agree with you, you're not coming from your authenticity, you're coming from your pain. The beauty is that that very pain and that very suffering is what gets to be transmuted, which gets to be tapped into, and which turns into an expression of yourself. Buddhists believe that there's no such thing as self. If you imagine that we are like a quilt with all these different pieces, all these different tapestries from generations and experiences and elements and trees, and when these are sewn together, this makes up us. So we are actually made up of non-me elements. You're made up of non-you elements. And it's in that way that we're actually all connected, because the fabric extends endlessly. And in that way, we're all one. And what we think is ourself is actually the expression of these different things. You can use either version of that in this understanding of self. Because the way that I'm defining it here today on this podcast is you need to have a sacred space within that no one gets to enter. You need to tune into that voice inside of you and cultivate practicing speaking from that. And that's going to require you to show up in different ways, which ruffles relationships. And your attention may be so much on other people that you will justify and swear out of fear and trauma and sweat and toil that you cannot turn and tune into that voice. But that voice doesn't leave. It scratches at the night. It pokes on your shoulder. And sometimes it shows up like a bitch slap from life. When people say that they want to get to the podium and share how they feel, when folks spread rage and anger on the internet in the form of how that they have been oppressed, when people share in messages about their sexual and physical abuse, when people talk about the sensitive topics of our changing environment, all of these messages, all of these experiences have relevance. They all point to varying levels of injustice and unkindness, and from that perspective, they're important. But I want to again address, if you are living out of the idea that your relationships dictate who you are, I want to encourage you to first create that sacred space, to access that sacred space within, and realize that you do not need anyone to be in that space with you, nor should they be in that space with you. And when you get deep enough, and if you go with Buddhist philosophy that we're all connected, if you go deep enough in yourself, you're going to find everyone else anyway. But from a human perspective, you need boundaries. You don't even need to tell people that you're setting boundaries, but you need them for your own sanity. Relationships are often an excuse. They're things that people pick up as a way to avoid what they want, to avoid who they are, to act as wet blankets in their life, to act as crazy makers. But you can make a conscious choice to surround yourself with people that actively uplift you and that you also uplift them. That will only begin to happen when you get right within yourself. And that's the truth. Because you may justify and say, I just need more friends. I just want to have the professional circle that I seek. I'm as smart as them. I'm as successful as them. I have as many followers as them. You need to go home to yourself. Create that sacred space. Tap into that voice within you. Because a microphone and like a magnet, it will draw onto you the people that you'll benefit from being with, mutually benefit. But you have to be home so that when people knock, you can answer. That's where I'm going to leave you today, folks. You have a fantastic day. Keep going and be sure to share this with a friend that would benefit. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Please share this with 3, 5, 15 of your fellow creatives with a higher calling, your fellow sensitive dreamers who are walking this path too. And connect. Follow me on Instagram at IamLalita. And if you feel called to, shoot me an email, say hello. I love to hear from different listeners, get show ideas, and know that this is impacting you. And if you haven't had a chance yet, please subscribe. Subscribing lets me know that you love the content, that you love the messages, and it lets me know to keep going. Because just like you, I'm listening to my heart, following my dreams, and following my purpose. It is an honor every week to be on this journey with you, and thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.